Thank you very much, Christine, and really appreciate the very kind words. You know, I think Amy and I will apologize at the outset because the title might make you think that we're going to come to you with some absolutely awesome technology solution to the world of privilege logs. So I guess I'll warn you at the beginning, we might not do that, but you're going to have to stick with us for the entire 30 minutes to see what we do. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back and forth a little bit here, but at any time, if you have questions for us, I know the technology is out there. You can submit these questions. Our team here at Texas will help figure out how to get those to us, and we'll be able to answer those as we go along. So don't be shy. Amy and I are very happy to answer any and all questions you feel for us. So the status quo, look, I think we all know this. ESI is incredible, the amount of volume that's out there. And it's not just volume, though. It's all the variety. Everything that's come up with our new collaboration platforms, the way in which data is stored is just continuously different. And that means the way in which we can communicate things that should be privileged and confidential. Where are these things that we need to make sure we identify to protect confidences of the client that the lawyers are ethically bound to protect? So how are we going to do that? At the same time, we're kind of in this accelerated world of discovery and mandatory disclosures. And the reality is, I think anyone on the ground, whether you're in-house counsel, outside counsel, at a vendor, an ALSP, or anywhere that deals with privilege, you've seen this. The pressure that's on privilege logging has just increased tremendously. So I think this is just the ground setting for everyone to understand that this is our world. I think everyone that's on this conference call attending today would understand that, but then also understand the challenges. And Amy, I know you faced a lot of these, both in the in-house perspective and in all the other perspectives you've had in your career. I don't know if you want to just spend a moment here and talk a little bit about those challenges. Obviously, everyone can read the slides, but I think the reality of how much money is spent and the tensions that are created with just the very process and how easy it is to attack and how hard it is to prove. But maybe just share with everyone kind of some of your experiences from just the base level, the challenges that you've seen and that we're all facing.
I think most people probably understand the challenge if they've ever tried to do a privilege log. Document by document privilege logging is not only burdensome and wasteful and of no utility to resolving a matter because you get bound up in looking at truly unimportant documents that may or may not be privileged, but you have multiple people weighing in on this. So you could easily have, when you say thousands of attorney hours, you might have four or five people who are making a privilege call. Those calls might not agree with each other. And Jonathan, can you share the Shira Schindling quote?
I was going to say, I know what you're talking about. The Judge Schindling, quite frankly, many of you know, I've worked with her on a number of things, including the book chapter for the ABA. But one of the things that she was recently sharing with me, when we were talking about various things, was her experience as a special master working on privilege logs. That she was asked by the parties to look at privilege logs, and she found that hands-on experience to be both illuminating and frustrating because she said that what she viewed as privileged in the morning, when she went back to the same stack of documents in the afternoon, she had changed her own mind. And she thought to herself, if I am changing my mind, how frustrating this might be for any document reviewers with less experience in this, realizing how complicated that process was, because it came back to this judgment as to any given time, the smartest person in the room might think of it twice. And come up with different answers those two different times they thought of it. So I thought Judge Schindling's experience is something that we've all seen and also felt when we've done any of the true review of documents for document privilege logs.
Exactly. So I think when we talk about the thousands of attorney hours, I think the common cost factor is 2.5. So whatever it might cost you to do a relevance review, you should plan on 2.5 times that cost for everything that has to be subject to another privilege review. And again, this is something that may change constantly. And the real challenge is balancing the risk and the cost. As a client, I don't want to pay a lot for privilege logging. As an attorney, you don't want to assume a lot of risk that you're going to let something privileged go out. And even if you're not waiving, even if you have a 502D, does it hurt your case? Does it ruin your strategic arguments? Is it something you wouldn't have had to contend with anyway? And so you're looking at how do I protect myself, my firm, and my client, and still keep the cost reasonable. With the volumes of data that Jonathan described, and they're really escalating. There were some very interesting statistics that Microsoft let out recently, where our data creation has sort of gone through the roof during COVID. We're at kind of 150% of what we might have been in the normal trajectory. So when you think about the amount that you may have to, the number of documents that you may have to priv review, and whether they actually have a lot of nexus to the matter or not, all of a sudden you've waded into an incredible expense and potentially satellite litigation, where we argue about the law rather than arguing about the merits of the case. And it's very difficult for the other side. They cannot tell whether you withheld something important or not. A privilege log doesn't give you that kind of information. But mistakenly presenting something that's even of minimal importance can have severe consequences. Very difficult to resolve.